Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You show, and my name is Alisa.
My name is Liz, and shout out to you and Anna for the Sunday show. What a cute name. So perfect. And I did listen to it, and yeah, it's like what's so great with the three of us, we are so interchangeable. We're very different, but we're so interchangeable. We're like Legos. Okay, let's try this. Let's try that. Oh, let's do that. Oh, let's get the wheels on. Let's get the little cat. Let's do that. So, and it's great to mix it up. So, per usual, let's start off with the message of the day. Hey. I'm going to say my sad little hey. Hey.
Oh.
Oh. She's been, hashtag, she's been going through it.
Oh.
The protein of tuna. Just let me have a name. Okay. Anyway. Girl.
A girl.
And, you know, for those of you listening, you don't know what I'm talking about, just roll with it. And for those of you that are listening that know what I'm talking about, that you know what I'm talking about, either you get it or you don't. And I don't care.
Yes.
Okay. So let's pick... unless you know you're one of my people. Okay, I'll have you pick. So I'm on the database. I'm ready when you are.
All right. Pick.
Okay. Oh, that's so nice. Okay, the number associated with this message is 518. And the message is, I like this a lot, allow an energetic cushion of compassionate and forgiving frequency to exude from your heart and through your field. This will clear and protect. Well, does that energetic cushion come with a duvet and some shams? Because that would be good. I'll read it again. Allow an energetic cushion of compassionate and forgiving frequency to exude from your heart and through your field. This will clear and protect. Girl, because I need some clearance and protection like stat. So this is a really, really, really good message. You know, forgive them for they do not know what they do. Forgive myself for I do not know what the hell I do. Right. That's good. 518.
Wow, yeah, that's a very powerful message. And it was very calming just to hear those words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the central number there is one, of course. So a one being you, the individual, in the center of it all. And look at these two dynamic numbers on either side of that. The five, which is that number of change and growth and expansion. And also just of the experience of life. That's that five energy that you start off with going into you. And then the other side of that is the number eight, another power number, very, very powerful, dynamic number of manifestation and also of reaching certain goals, you know, pretty much reaping what you sow, like whatever it is that you put in there. And that's what, you know, that's what you were working on, whether you were realizing it or not. It's there. And so it's the manifestation of your experiences. And hopefully, like with any type of power, if you understand what your intention is or what you really want to do, and we all have power, is the thing. So this eight just says be responsible, own up to what you are creating in every step of the way, and know you're not doing it alone, because an eight has a vision, and it takes other people to be part of that. Like, you can't do it all on your own. If you lived in a vacuum, and if the world was, you know, if our earth was basically a vacuum, then that would be it. But that's not it. We are, I think it was you and I, maybe me and Anna, I don't know, we had a conversation where I think it was on Sunday show, as a matter of fact, it throws me off, where we all have this idea of, you know, we want to break out and be who we are. We do this in our families when we grow up. We don't want to be like everybody else. We want to try
something
different.
Yeah, so that was a great conversation you guys had on the Sunday show. Yeah, that's talking about the family dynamic.
Yeah, so we, you know, but it's in the larger sense of things, you know, when we say we are one, we all come from source. And then we manifest into this life, you know, or to these lifetimes, these cycle of lifetimes, we take on a certain form to differentiate. That's what it means to be to be source, is to have a little bit of you, you know, this is a little bit of who you are. But it's not, that's not all of source, although you are part of source. So this eight is saying take responsibility for the things that you are creating, knowing that you're not doing it on your own, really, because you've got source within you. And that means everyone else has source within themselves. So we have these connections and, you know, these vague understandings. It kind of feels somewhat similar, but, you know, because we have a certain form and certain filters that come with that, we're going to experience it differently. So the eight is still saying, doesn't matter. The process is the same for everybody in terms of creating and manifesting. But a lot of times we're just not aware that there were a lot of other things that came with our goals and our visions and our aspirations. There are a lot of other things that come as a result of that or as a byproduct of that. And we have to own those too. So that just, it gives you a sense of responsibility, obviously, but also the sense of power of, wow, look at what I have created. And if I could create that without really being aware or being halfway asleep or not even thinking about it really, like it was just a whim, imagine what I can create when I'm really focused and I'm really feeling it and I'm into what I really want to do and seeing, you know, seeing that, yeah, there may be a ripple effect and I have to own that too, you know, my part in it, but that ripple effect means that it's also affecting other people who also may have been creating, you know, something similar of a like vibration. And maybe for them, it's like, oh, this isn't what I meant it to be. Because we all have those moments. We're like, ooh, what did it look what I created? Like, you didn't think that was going to go the way it did. So we get into these, this is life. You know, you have these seemingly end results, but it's never quite the end, right? Because you're still here. You have these results and you have to sit with that sometimes because it takes a moment to process it. Now, I will say, as an earth sign, it takes a longer time for me to process it than you water signs.
You said something funny on your show about, I don't even remember, but it was really funny how you said it, you know, it would take you 3 years to like figure out what you're going to order. I forgot what it was, but it was very funny.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, I think a combination, you know, earth sign and an old soul, it's like, well, you know, this takes a little bit longer to kind of get through this. Because I'm looking at, like, every nuance, and after a while it's like, oh, yeah, I guess a few years have passed. I guess I should do something about that. Yeah, I'll have the fries with that. Yes, thank you. You know, it just takes a while. But I feel like with water signs and with air signs, it's like, or, you know, I think every other sign except for earth sign, it's like, boom, you know, yeah, I want that. No, I don't want that. I'll drop that. And for us, it's like, well, I don't know. I've got this already. So what do I really have? Gotta ponder over that. So sometimes it just takes, every time. It is about time. In this form, it is about time. It just takes time. And however you feel in that moment, however you feel in that moment of time, can feel like a week or a lifetime.
Yeah.
But you have so much other stuff happening. You're still creating in that moment. Even when you're just thinking about stuff, you're still creating. The 5-1-8 is still, it's still about change and growth. If you add it all up, it's still a 5. It's still about this understanding of the experience. But the 8 is saying you still have to own up to your own responsibilities and what you're creating. And a lot of times it's not just what you're creating, it's a co-creation. And even with people you don't even realize are involved in all this. So it's still a process and it's still an adventure. You still have to take things in and you still have to you know, get out of your comfort zone. I mean, that five is all about, let's redefine the comfort zone, because it's not going to feel, whatever you think is uncomfortable right now will soon become comfortable. And vice versa, what you find comfortable as you grow will then become uncomfortable, because maybe it's too stifling. It's petting you in, and you feel a lot more expansive than that. So you have to find ways to find your space, to get those spaces out there, and to feel that, to feel that you have room to grow. And it's funny, because some people worry about that comfort zone, and it's always changing.
Right.
And I know I've made reference to this about my one of my mentors saying, well, you're always in a growth period. Like, when am I not in a growth period? Oh, yeah, you're in this growth cycle right now. Like, when am I not growing?
Oh,
like,
girl,
we,
please.
We can stop for a moment. Uh-huh. You know, when can it stop for a moment so I can just rest? Stop worrying about growing, all the stuff that comes with this growth period. But you know what? If you're not growing, then you're not here. You're not even in the physical. If you're not growing, or even when you're not in physical, you're still growing. That's what's so funny. It's like the big ha ha. You know, like, well,
funny,
you're not done.
Yep. Funny.
You're not done.
Somebody's laughing someplace.
And it's 5 o'clock somewhere also, just so you know. So I'm just...
let me tell you something.
That message just says, you know, yeah, there's going to be some stuff happening. It happens all the time. And stuff doesn't always have to be this traumatic or
right.
crazy, but it happens. And to take a moment for yourself and show compassion, have that filter in, allows you to cut yourself a break and everybody else a break.
Girl.
I mean, that's where you get that space, even for the moment.
One would say.
And that's why for some people that meditation practice has to be every day. Has
gotta
to be
do it.
That
oh,
very
do it.
Mindful activity.
Yep.
That's what has to happen. And so sometimes it's not meditation necessarily. Sometimes it's prayer. Sometimes it's just breathing.
Taking a walk.
For
something.
People who,
yep.
yeah, for a walk, years ago, and I just want you to let you know, we do have a couple of hands raised, but
I'm ready.
Years ago, when I was going through my first real relationship and I had all these issues, I would just walk.
Girl.
I would walk in all kinds of weather.
Girl.
I would just get out and walk because I needed...
Oof.
I needed to get out. I needed, and of course, you know, in Atlanta, there's a lot of, it's very lush, it's very green.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So I just needed to be out in nature, but I would be gone. It's like me walking on the beach. And if I had all those experiences and I lived in Charleston, I would be at the beach all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
Because I just needed to get my space and I needed
yep.
that motion.
Yep.
Because that energy was in
oh
there.
My
and
God.
I needed to walk. And think and clear my head, or sometimes
Girl.
I just think and think and think.
Yep.
And then
you're
I walk
describing
some more,
my
you know?
Lifestyle right now.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
Dark
I
glasses,
it.
dark glasses, and walking in New York City. Like
yeah.
New York has been such a comfort. It's always been like a friend to me because it's my hometown. But
right.
oh my God, nothing like a pair of shades and some comfortable shoes, and just
right
walk. But that's good message, good assessment, and yeah, let's take some callers.
Let's take this one that's been in the queue since before we started.
Oh well,
so.
Thank you for being so patient, caller.
Hey, 208. Good morning, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Alyssa.
Are you first time caller?
Am I from where?
I said you. I think you must be a first time caller because we would remember your name and your voice. So welcome.
Oh, yeah, I am a first-time caller, so thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
You're welcome. So first thing is we ask every first-time caller for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Of course.
Great. And if you want to, it's optional, but Alyssa is amazing with the gift of numerology. You can give your date of birth, just the month and the day.
Okay. It's December 7th.
Okay, great. Mm. And what are you needing today? What's going on?
Can I have a random question? I'm curious how many times I've been born.
Oh, my gosh.
You picked the show to ask that question. I'm just kidding.
Yikes.
You know, what's interesting is that, and again, on this show, this is the first time you're listening, mm-hmm. I get very tuned into a person's energy, and I'm getting, and again, like, disclaimer, I get images and pictures or sensations, and I'm getting the, I'm getting actually, it's either 87 or 80, I think 87 is the number that feels, 87 is just a number that's coming in. I don't know what that means. Maybe you were born in 1987. I have no idea. But 87 is a number coming in. And also, I'm getting also the sense of a male energy. Is there somebody, I don't know if living or past, somebody that connects to you or that you resonate with, either when you were young or now, I don't know. But I'm seeing facial hair.
I'm not 100% for sure.
Okay,
I don't know a whole lot of people that have passed, so.
I said past or living.
Mm-hmm.
Facial hair. I'm getting somebody with facial hair, and there's like a sadness. There's like a sadness, and I don't know if there's a health issue. Those are the things that I'm just picking up, and I'm going to flip it over. So see if any of that lands. I'm going to continue to connect to your energy as you speak to Elisa, and we'll see where that takes us.
Sounds good. Thank
you.
That's
my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Awesome.
Oh, it's interesting because Liz is pretty amazing with her ability to pick up energy, to really, she'll feel it. So that's what's so fascinating to me, because I'm like, I'm so in my head that I'm like, I think, I could add this stuff up. And she's like, whoa, this is what I'm getting. I'm like, okay. Okay. So I just have to, after years of listening to her, I'm like, I got to trust it. So you may want to just, as she would say, file that away, because it may come up later on.
Yeah.
You're like, that's what she's talking about.
Also, something with the ocean. Something, I'm getting like water, the ocean, or something, too, in the mix. I don't know if it's connected to what I'm just saying. This is what's coming in. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to sit back and listen to you guys. Something with the water. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. This is interesting, because I have to wonder about that, too. Like I made mention earlier about being an old soul. And there are different ways and different, there are things that you could do. There are classes you could take, of course, or just things you could study. I'm more of a scholar type person. I like to study stuff. So sometimes asking, by asking means that you're tuned in anyway, and you're just, some people are just curious, like, oh, well, how many lives have I been in? If you're open to reincarnation, then, it could be, this is only your second lifetime. That's probably not true. It's, like 87 even could be a smaller number than the reality. How are you going to check? Like, I don't have any birth certificates to show you to verify that in a past life I did this. Or when I did that BuzzFeed quiz, it says I was, in the 1500s, I did this. So, but if you have certain memories that aren't obviously this lifetime, or if you've had dreams, you could do a past life regression. My cousin who started this radio station, she and I have had many lifetimes together. Usually it was like cousins or, we're the same family, which totally makes sense. But years ago, I did this for Halloween for a friend with a few friends of ours that we did a past life regression based on, it's a book, it's from an author called Dr. Brian Weiss.
Uh-huh.
He's done a book called Many Lives, Many Masters, and his whole practice it really took a turn when one of his patients, he was trying to get her to regress to like childhood memory, and it ended up being like from a different lifetime. So that's how that whole rabbit hole started. And he wrote more and more about this because she was talking, just describing in detail stuff from a different lifetime. And it was connected to some of the phobias that she had in this lifetime. So anyway, we, in the back of, I think more than just one of his books, but definitely that one book, there's a regression that you can do. You can record it, or you can have someone read it to you, and it can take you through a visualization process, and you can see if something comes up, and whatever comes up, the first image or first memory, first lifetime that comes up, then that's the most important one that you need to pay attention to. Because a lot of times they're like, well, why is it? I need to know why. Like, you're trying to connect it to a certain issue you're having right now, and sometimes what you think is the issue is not really the main issue. So when you ask these kinds of questions, be very open-minded about the responses or the answers that you get, even if it's like going to a psychic and getting a reading. But I kind of feel like doing a regression may help you more so, not with so many lifetimes, because my guess is that you've had many, many lifetimes. But you can't be, you don't want to live in the past. Like we talk about that, like that's a lot of past. Even 87
oh, yeah.
is a lot of past, you know, to go into. But I like it because, like, when I did your numbers, you are in a number one personal year. So it started on your birthday in December. So it's kind of interesting. You have a birthday at the end of the year, and most people are then looking forward to the new year anyway. So you kind of can piggyback on that. So this year is about new opportunities. I mean, in numerology, we have a cycle. Everything goes through a cycle of 9 years. So when we go into this, into the very beginning, it's not like starting over again, like, oh, square one, but think of it as a new opportunity, a new you, like all the things you went through in the last 9 years, and I'm sure it was a lot, then you're ready for something new. You're ready for this new expression of who you are to be seen and received by others. And you're also like trying on new outfits in a way. There's a lot of growth that happens in 9 years. There's a lot of growth that happens in 1 year. So in this number one personal year, however, I like the kind of the question, even that question is just sort of saying, well, you know what, so what does that mean for me? You know, what is that, how has that become a part of me and how does that affect me? And this year is now just looking at what are the opportunities for you? What is it that you're interested in? And I imagine that hopefully spirituality and diving more into your spirituality is one of them, because it's a great question to ask, you know, and I feel like I know you have other questions that are probably related to that. So explore that and use this time, use this period to explore that. And again, just to be open to receive information, but mostly to follow, like they're saying, to follow your heart, follow what really excites you, and what gets you inspired and alive and makes you giggle. I mean, all those things that are just so fun and positive, follow whatever that is and however it comes, because then you have more choices. It's sort of like they're showing me like a big buffet table, and like these are all the things you chose, you know, to put on your table to look at and to consider. And if it becomes overwhelming, that means you're going into your number two year. Then that means later down the road, you'd be like, okay, I can't mess with all this other stuff. Like, that was fun. Some of it was just fun. Some of it was just frivolous. Some of it has meaning, deeper meaning. So, but you have a whole process, so you don't have to rush through it. But let these new energies inspire you and guide you to finding, you know, whatever it is that you're wanting to find. It's more than just one thing, but it tends to be a bigger package, right?
Awesome.
So,
also, one little, as I was listening to all the great stuff Lisa was saying to you, I don't know why, but I wrote this down. A car accident. Now, I don't know if there was a car accident. There was water nearby, which is why I said water, but something with a car accident. So file that as well.
That's actually very funny that you bring that up.
Thank you.
I was in a car accident last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's been something I've been struggling with.
Thank you. See? All right. Now, was that anywhere near water?
It wasn't, but because of that, I have considered moving to the beach.
Thank you. See, girl, because you got to help me. Like, I'm good, but I'm not that good. Okay.
Apparently you are.
And you know,
you are
something.
That good.
Let
there
me tell you something, because I'm all, like, in my personal life, I'm all jacked up. So this actually is very healing to be in service, because my life is really jacked up right now. So
okay.
I appreciate you for that. I'm going to be very honest. I was actually texting Elisa, my co-host, and Anna, who's the founder of Universal Energy Radio, the cousin she was talking about earlier, saying, mm-hmm. I don't know if I could continue doing these shows, because my life has taken a very emotional turn the last several months, and particularly the last 4 or 5 days, to the point that we were doing the show 3 times a week, and I actually stopped doing the show for the first time in over 6 years on Sundays. We're on 3 days, Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. And then things were very distressing minutes, literally minutes before the show. So I texted them like an update, like, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, I want to do the show to be of service. So I have to thank you. Mm-hmm. I have to thank you because this is proof to me that the perfection within all of us is never touched by our perceptions, delusions, illusions, hallucinations, stories, the falsehoods, as it were, that contradicts the our divine gifts. So I need to say thank you to you because you're giving me the gift that, yes, I can, that I am serving a purpose here that's greater than myself and my silly little stories and my emotional trials and tribulations, and it actually is healing for me because it has nothing to do with me and everything to do with service. So I thank you. So if I got the car accident and the water with you, I don't, and I go into an altered state, so I don't know what else I picked up, but I those two things I remember. And if you are thinking about going to the water, if I got that image and I got car accident, that means pursue that. Because I don't know you from a bowl of granola. So I would definitely, if that's going to be part of what is going to soothe you, what is going to uplift you, and you probably had past lives that had something to do with the healing of the water, or there's something to be healed, where the car accident was the event, the catastrophic event, or the illusion of that, or the appearance of that, to propel you. Because maybe if that didn't happen, you would be like, the water would be nice, but I'm very practical, and this is, you know, not now, later. Like, kind of not even acknowledging your connection, your relationship to yourself. I'm getting the sense that would always kind of take a back seat in terms of dreams, goals, desires, and now you're like, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So this is literally propelling you. The car accident literally propelled you to this. So I say, explore the water. Why would it come in?
Yeah. It's definitely something that I've been wanting.
Well, then pursue it. You can start taking, you can, you know, do a vision board, start taking baby steps, do a field trip to different places with water. You know, you don't have to commit. You don't have to go from 0 to 60. You can go from 0 to 3. But
that works. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, but you can do that. Baby steps. So file all of that. It makes sense. Thank you for the confirmation. And please do call us back. This show is Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. But call us back with an update.
I will, and I will definitely put some, you know, positive thoughts out both of your ways. And
thank
you. I hope that whatever you're going through,
girl,
that it you know, becomes easier. And
thank you.
I know what it's like going through something that's just like, I can't do this.
Yeah. So what helps is to serve others. That, because then it gets you out of your story and out of your nonsense. It gets you, because it's nonsensical. Do you know what I mean? It's of no sense.
Yeah.
This is purposeful. And this is source saying to me, where are you going? I could do Tuesday, Thursday if I'm serving the people. So thank you for that. So you gave me a gift. And I would love an update from you, even if you just took a field trip to explore some water-based options. We would love to know about that.
Sounds great. I will definitely do so.
All right, girl. Take care.
Perfect.
Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, I'll put her on mute.
I love
that. She wants to listen to the show. She like that's really great.
I love
that's
that.
Really great.
That's a good. That's like the source of you. Like that is that's the part of you that doesn't get touched, damaged, battered, confused,
right.
Traumatized. Grieving, all that stuff, like that's the piece of you that can't be touched by any story or circumstance.
Mm.
What a gift this call just gave me.
Absolutely. It's interesting about the car accident, because car accidents have a way of just, I mean, they shake things up a lot.
Yep.
I know. I've had,
you do.
I've had quite a few.
You sure do.
Quite a few over my lifetime. And every single time, it's like there's something that comes out of that that you're like, what just happened?
Yep.
But it's very unexpected, and it's usually a gift. It's usually something that just redirects you in a certain way.
Literally,
And who's the, you know, I mean, I'm always like, yeah, go to the beach. I want to go to the beach.
Shoot. I almost cursed. I'm like, ooh, I caught myself.
We'll join you on the beach. That's
Let's
fine.
Go.
Just, you know, we'll do field trips with you to research
Let's
that.
Puerto Rico.
Fine.
Puerto Rico in October.
We are going to Puerto Rico. Yes. Yes.
Talk to Anna about that.
I'm still looking at flights, so yeah.
All right,
I'm
talk to me about
flights.
Yeah,
we'll
anyway. Be in that conversation. Anyway, okay. For real.
I find a place. We all come. That's all great.
We all come. You go to the wedding. Me and Anna will go cause all kinds of trouble with the locals. You're gonna have to bail us out of jail.
Like, will we start setting aside some money, some pocket change for that?
Bail money for me and Anna.
Bail money. Anyone who wants to make donations to
GoFundMe.
You know,
yeah. GoFundMe page. They'll listen out of jail
for a trip to a wedding that they're not even supposed to be going to.
We're not even invited to the wedding.
But,
we're just crashing. It's like that movie Wedding Crasher. So it's be me and Anna.
Oh, that's that would be something for my friends to remember them by. Yeah.
I'll be the wing girl.
Stop.
Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of Anna, we have a couple more hands raised. We'll see. We have Anna.
Okay.
So put her on there. Hey, Kishin.
Hello.
Hey baby girl.
I can have you guys on speaker. I don't know if that's going to mess with us or not.
You sound kind of far away, but if you need to be on speaker, have at it.
Okay. Better?
Oh, that's better. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Better. Yeah.
Hi, darling.
Hey. Hey, how is everybody?
Amazing.
Good. You sound great. I mean, you guys sound great. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying. I'm over here making plans and making eggs and doing dishes. You know,
your kids. You're back with your kids, right?
Yeah, they're sleeping right now.
Oh, that's
so
great. I remember hearing the Sunday show, and I was so happy to hear that you're going to be reconnecting with your kids physically after.
Two weeks.
Yeah. So
the longest I've ever been away from them.
That's
yeah.
so hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so hard. So, and I'm so happy for all of you. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Last night we curled up on the couch and watched a movie. We played Mexican Train. We made dinner. We made a belated birthday cake for Steph. We
nice.
Did all kinds of, you know, we just filled it up, you know.
Yes,
so
you know you did. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I was really, really happy to hear all of it, and I enjoy something to listen to when I go to bed on Sunday nights. Because it's a sweet, wonderful show with conversation, and it's wonderful. And I have to say, the What Would Love Do show, you know, you did mention on the Sunday show that show is completely pretty much channeled. And, keep doing what you're doing, girl. Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, okay, I don't really want to hear that, but she right. Like, it's almost like my criticism is that the show is too good. Meaning that she's really coming out with some very, very profound, very truthful, very wise statements about how we shift. The only thing that I would just compliment to that is it's a great, great show. That everybody has their own way to get there.
Sure.
You know, everybody has their own mode of energetic transportation.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if you are in, you know, on a private jet and everything's taken care of and you get there on the highest frequency, that's amazing. If you walk, you know, over glass barefoot, you still can get to the same place. It might take a lot longer, be very painful, or you might be someplace in the middle of those two extremes. And however way that you get there, the point is to be pivoted and pointed to that direction and to honor the path and to honor the time that it takes and to know that that's your journey. Sometimes, depending on the lifetime that you're living in, sometimes the path, you have to really feel it on such a deep level to know, to get that verification, that knowingness, that confidence that this is, I arrived and I had to take that path. It's like the book and the movie. I did read the book, and the movie was kind of extreme and painful to watch, but I saw it on cable. It's a Reese Witherspoon movie called Wild. And it was about this woman that she had to work out through her stuff, and she walked, like, I don't know, 300 miles over, like, a year, and, like, her toes got all jacked up and very extreme. She dealt with issues of addiction and loss and all of this. Don't know if I would have taken that route, but that's what she needed to do to literally walk her path to find herself. Again, it's the journey of being in relationship with yourself. So for those people that really want to get some great insight, I really recommend Anna's show on Friday mornings at 8:30, What Would Love Do? No matter which mode of energetic transportation you're taking, the wisdom coming out of her is great. And then the conversation on the Sunday show, and I thank you guys for filling that slot. Sundays, it's just three times a week with everything that I have going on. I just know what I'm capable of, and I know I could do Tuesday and Thursday on this show. Thank you, caller Alyssa, for calling in and confirming that for me. That was the sign that I needed. So it's just great to have you back, Anna, to sort of fill it all up beautifully. So thank you for all that. And I'm so glad you
met
your kids.
I think
it's beautiful.
Yeah, I appreciate the space to be able to allow that information to come through. And, you know, I'm by no means, you know, it's my higher self talking to me, because when I, like I said, when I'm saying and it's coming out and I'm getting this sense of, whoa, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you say some really deep stuff. Yeah, it's great.
And then I go back and I actually listen to some of my shows, which I don't usually do.
Well, if you're
channeling, I know,
you have to, because you don't know what you're saying. You have to
because you don't know what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so when I comes back, it's a gentle nudge in that direction. A gentle nudge is what I'm getting in that direction. You know, I'm a human being. Trust me, I got stuff.
Get sloppy.
Stuff.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's cluttered and crazy and chaotic and sometimes very frustrating. I'm with you. The past couple of days, I'll tell you, it's softened. Let me just say that. The conversation has softened.
I'm happy to hear that.
It still has an edge, and it still has a brick wall on occasion, and it's softened, and I firmly believe it's because of how I've shifted my internal self.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that
can only be it, and I'm not coming from a place of, you know, Elisa, you were saying earlier, you know, we water signs, we want to move through things really quickly, and we want to shift, and we want to, you know, we want to do it fast, and we want everybody to do it that fast and that pace. And the earth signs, which Steph is definitely an earth sign, she processes on a whole different, you know, and I
have a question.
To be,
is what's Sagittarius?
It's a fire sign.
How do they process stuff? Just curious.
They tend to do things pretty quickly.
Really?
From what I know.
Oh, okay.
They tend to
but you know, every Sag that I've ever known has always had some dramatic essence to them.
Oh,
girl.
All right, I didn't mean to interrupt. Please keep going. I just needed that little piece of information.
No,
keep going.
Just,
go ahead.
It's, you know, it's funny, and I've done some things, like, since they were gone, I've done some things for myself, you know, doing my internal work, and we're always in the process of that work.
Always.
I think that's the thing. It's not, there is never, you know, Lisa, like you said, you know, when do I get the rest? And it's like, you know, yeah, when you go to the beach and walk in the sand and you say, oh, this is beautiful and lovely, but you're still in the process of, but
oh,
it just takes
right.
on a different form.
That sounded so beautiful when you were describing your brother's place. and that you had your toes in the sand. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It's
lovely. Went, oh, that sounds so, oh. I'm so glad you did that for yourself. That's great.
But here's the thing I've realized is, like, in the past 2 weeks, I've started creating habits for myself.
Nice.
You know, you talk about practice. So, and what I'm learning is, in the beginning of anything, folks, the habit is more important than the intensity of the habit.
Yes.
So just get in a groove of moving in a certain
yes.
way. Like,
yes.
do your spiritual practice if you meditate or you listen to audios or whatever. If you're
Absolutely.
Doing a little walk, if you do a little workout, create a habit for yourself that feels good and is beneficial. And, you know, I have this kind of list on, you know, Lisa and I were talking because she was over here and she's looking at my stuff. I've got, you know, vision boards up and I've got, yes, you can. And I've got checks and I've got stuff just posted on the house, you know, and I'm looking at this and it's like, you know, it really is how you do anything is how you do everything.
That's right.
So if you want to achieve a great relationship or finances or, you know, health, wealth, and wisdom are the three, right? It's like if you want to maintain, to grow this and maintain this and be this, then you've got to take those steps to create habits for yourself and take inspired action. And the big thing is that if you don't know how to do any of this and you're not willing to do that, then you got to change your expectations. And I thought that was, like, huge. Like, what? Oh, yeah. You're not going to, you know, you can't sit in a chair. You know, I remember when The Secret first came out. I can sit in the chair and I can think about my Ferrari.
And eat my chips.
It's going to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And eat my chips.
Yep.
And you know what? In your mind, the Ferrari is going to be beautiful. It's going to smell great. It's going to look great. It's not going to manifest itself in your physical presence right then. You got to take some inspired action. You got to have a goal and a plan. You got to move forward.
Right.
And so that's the thing. And if you don't know how to do this, or you're not willing to ask for help, if you're not willing to get assistance or even have a conversation with your higher self to say, show me the path, then change your expectations. Don't expect to be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Right.
But when you have expectations and you create habits to move in that direction, yes, you can. Be very powerful with your own self. And that's what I'm saying. We each can stand in our own shoes. And you know what? Sometimes that journey can be a
Ooh.
Biatch.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you kidding me?
I mean,
I could think of stronger language, but it's a morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said what I said. You know, and when you look at that journey, because when there's change and growth, there's going to be an upheaval of sorts.
Absolutely.
You've got to dig in the soil to plant the seed. You've got to love it, water it, feed it, give it sun. But the thing is that turn it around. If I stood here and I yelled at my plants, they would all die. I'm not going to yell at my plants. I'm not going to scream at my plants. I'm not going to be angry at my plants. I'm going to give my plants love. And that's why I do that show, because even if you don't feel like loving something right now, if you, like you said, move in the direction of loving, then things are going to change. But until you move it, you move yourself. You got to move yourself. You're the seed, you know? You're the seed. I mean, you're it. You got to love yourself. I mean, that's the thing. You got to water yourself. You got to grow yourself. And if you don't do that, you're not doing anything for anyone else. And who wants to be around a person like that? I mean, hello? Seriously, I don't want to be around a dead plant. I'm sorry. Sorry, dead plant. You know, I'm going to put you in the trash because it's just, it doesn't serve me. Doesn't look good. Doesn't feel good. You know, you're not, how do you, you know, and that's the stuff I just want to shake some people and say, you know, don't be a dead plant. Love yourself. I had a great conversation with my sister early this morning, and, you know, we were talking about worthiness issues and self-esteem issues, and that's it. It's like, how much do you love yourself? Do you love yourself to pick yourself up, put your adult panties on, pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and move in a direction that feels good for you, and then everyone around you becomes happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser? Oh, that it's easy, but it's not easy. And can. It's like, yeah. You know, grow yourself. Grow yourself. Okay, I'm done.
Yay.
That's good.
Very good.
That's good.
Anyway, check out her show Friday 8:30, What Would Love Do? FYI. We had a little preview there. which is great.
Sorry.
No, not at all.
I'm not sorry at all.
Listen,
yeah.
Oh, don't you dare, because I'm like, yeah, she's talking. Mm. I can just, it's good. Like, I'm happy when you guys talk. Trust me. That's good.
That's good.
I love you guys.
Well,
love you.
I appreciate you.
We love you.
Love you, girl.
We love you.
Puerto Rico in October. Just saying.
Yeah.
Vegas in November, baby.
Huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Vegas?
Vegas in November. Grand Canyon in October. We do Vegas. We do Grand Canyon. Vegas, let's see, for my sister, Cher's happening. But we want to go along for the ride. I'm serious. Get in touch. We'll do stuff. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Well, you know, it's interesting. On, I think the day after tomorrow, I have an intake session with remember I sent you that? I actually texted it to you with the TSA where if you – and it takes like 5 minutes, $85. You show them your passport. They fingerprint you, and then you can – you go on the shorter security line. Like, it just makes going through security, because I just see travel in my life, as you do, Anna, you know, now that things have gotten all, like, you know, shooken up. And, yeah, because I want to make – I just want to have that intention, set the intention – of ease and joy in traveling all year round. I want to travel all year round, if possible. So, yeah. So just to plant that seed. So you talking about, you know, you can manifest on your couch. Well, if I want to manifest ease in traveling, I have to take this inspired action, you know, and, like, I guess, like, 2 months ago, I filed for my appointment, and I'm so glad, because appointments are going fast because it's going to be high season, and I'm glad that I thought about it when I did.
Yep.
So, there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
So when you guys were online at security, I'm just kidding.
You'll be sipping a cocktail.
We're going to give you our drink order, so when we get
I'll order the drinks, the snacks.
Yes.
They'll be waiting for you.
That'd
anyway.
Be great. That'd be
great. So, yeah, we'll talk. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, callers. I love you. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Love you too, Kissin. All right. Hold on a minute. I got a cat trying to crawl over all the controls. Put you on mute, and we'll get to Tessa, who is waiting patiently. Good morning, Tessa.
Good morning.
Hi, girl. What's up?
I'm just calling to give a message this morning.
Okay.
No.
All right. I'm ready when you guys are.
All right.
Okay. The number associated with this message is 811. Here's your message. Vulnerability is where your strength lies. This paradox has put you in the line of fire and judgment as you risk embarrassment for your truth. Was this my message or Anna's message? Oops. Okay. Let me read this again. Vulnerability is where your strength lies. This paradox has put you in the line of fire and judgment as you risk embarrassment for your truth. 811.
Well, I was getting all kinds of hits on that one just because the whole sense of being vulnerable, like our default tends to be like, we've got to protect ourselves. We've got to protect ourselves.
Right.
And there's so much in protecting that you kind of, it's like a wall, you know, like you build a wall and it meant to do one thing and it keeps everything out. It keeps too much out.
Mm-hmm.
And it also shields anyone from seeing what's behind there. Shields anyone from seeing, you know, the truth of who you are. So sometimes you have to be very savvy with how you're doing it. So this vulnerability message is spot on. I mean, here's that number eight again, kind of tailing in from the message of the day. That eight is in there again saying, all right, you've manifested it. And you had these two ones that are saying there's a core of who you are, that central one, that is so precious, you know, that's who you are, your identity. And then there's this other one, the second one that comes in that is also showing after you've gotten over these, let's say, insecurities and fears of being who you are. So there's a one that is who you are. Then there's this other one that is also who you are, but now this is a more confident one. This is the one that's like, I'm gonna show up. You know, this is who I am, and there's a power in that. I mean, there's always a power in this vulnerability. I mean, that's probably why, you know, you want to protect kids, right? Or just anyone who just seems like they can't do it for themselves, but yet these are some of the strongest people you'll ever meet, just because they do things in a different way. And they are allowed, you know, they're allowing a lot of themselves to show through. And I feel like people want to protect that because it's precious. When you really see, you know, yourself or another person for who they really are, you see how precious that is, and you want to protect it. That's like the next thing you want to do. Oh, you know, don't show anybody that, because, you know, then either everyone will want it, you'll take it away from me, or, you know, or something will happen and it won't be who you are. But this is the like they said, the paradox with being vulnerable and showing that is that it shows you how strong you actually are. And there's something about being in your truth that is its own protection. So sometimes the truth shall set you free, right? So if you can still stay true to who you are, just, you know, even with the vulnerabilities and because of the vulnerabilities, that's going to attract something. You know, it may attract some crazy stuff at the beginning as you're trying to get through those layers, but it's there's no substitute for being who you are. And sometimes that is the actual struggle. The external stuff is just that. It's external. It adds color to what's going on. And sometimes we get distracted by thinking that's the main thing. But no, the main thing is you. The main thing is who you are. And as we're changing, sometimes these, you know, people around us don't get it, or they don't like it, because that means they have to change too, or they have to adjust. And, you know, is it worth it to sacrifice who you are, who you know yourself to be, to make everybody else comfortable? You're going to reach a point where that answer is definitely going to be a no. And so the vulnerability is there to show you, like, hey, you know, you've been doing this the whole time. This is who you are. And you're not trying to hide it or protect it or shelter it, because, you know, you think you're sheltering yourself. You're actually shielding it from other people so they can actually see, oh, you really are human. Sometimes we get that, right? Oh, you hurt. Yeah. Yeah, it hurts. I'm tired of trying to pretend like it doesn't, because it does. So you need to act differently, or you're going to get more of this, you know, more of this uncomfortable, whatever it is, whatever emotion I'm feeling right now, because that's what I'm feeling. And I'm not going to hold it in for anybody else. I'm not going to shield it because it makes somebody feel uncomfortable, because that's not what they've seen from me before. We have to go through, I think we go through this in different cycles in our life, like with puberty, which is all kinds of awkward. You know, and then, you know, when you get older, then you kind of try to be all, you know, cool about it. And, you know, I don't know, I got my stuff together, and I'm in control. But that control is exactly sometimes what keeps you having to maintain that facade 24/7. And it's tiring, because sometimes you do want that break. Sometimes you do want to just cry and you want someone else, like usually it's our moms, or you want someone else to be like, it's going to be okay. And just to let you be, and to be in that space to let you be is, I think, it's a commodity. It's something that, especially I think mothers don't get to do, because they're doing it for everybody else. And they're so used to, I talk about this all the time, they're used to doing it for everybody else. But then when it's time for them, like, they almost can't let anybody else take care of them. You know, they don't know how. So it's good to break out of that pattern, because there are people who probably would be more than happy, you know, let you come over to their house, hang out, you know, take a nap, let me get you some tea, you know, whatever it is, even if it's just that, like, you don't have to worry about anybody else. And you don't have to make anybody else feel comfortable, you know, meanwhile, while you're trying to keep all your stuff together. So vulnerability is a gift, not a weakness. It could be the strongest thing you have, but you have to be willing to show those sides. And it's not going to be like the pretty side, the in control side all the time, but it's the true side. It's a true fact of your life that you hurt sometimes, and sometimes you're just tired, and sometimes you don't have all the answers, and sometimes you don't even want to look for all the answers. Sometimes it's like you can press Google on your own, you know? I mean, you're going to, and I think people need to see that. We have so many archetypes that we try to hold ourselves up to, and, you know, if it's not true, it's almost like if it's not true, then what is true? And what is it about you that keeps you together, but then sometimes you need to fall apart.
Yeah, you got that right, sister.
Sometimes you need to fall apart and show people that there are different parts of you,
mm-hmm.
and you're reconfiguring yourself all the time. You're reinventing yourself all the time. Not everyone's sunshine and rainbows 24/7. Not even the rainbows are 24/7.
Great. That's it.
So,
and that's definitely like this past weekend. Like my sister was here, and like you just said, sometimes you want to cry, and you know, you just want somebody there, and you know, that's not
sometimes.
Fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she was there this weekend. Like, you know, I just had a moment. Like Sunday, I woke up and I was like in the space, and I was just like just letting her know how I've been feeling about some things, and just
good.
Crying, and it felt good afterwards, you know. For somebody else to, you know, help me. Like, it's not, you know, me trying to console somebody else or, you know, try to figure out the right words to say to somebody else to make them feel better. It's somebody talking to me and giving me advice about how to, you know, handle certain things.
Yep.
So
you got to let it out.
Just letting it out because that's what she was saying. She was like, you hold it in and, you know, You can tell on your face when something's wrong with you, and she was like, "You have to stop doing that."
Absolutely,
that's a Taurus thing. That's a Taurus thing, man. We cannot.
Yes,
we hold things in like our life depends on it. I mean, it's like the hardest thing to do to let it go.
It's so hard
to just let it show. So I get it. You probably carry that stuff for a long time. We do. We just do.
I think since the mid to late 90s. Yeah. So, I probably spent six, 7 hours yesterday crying. I cried the entire day yesterday. I just had I was on the street. I was hiding in the back of my house. And then I got it all out. And I took a shower. And then I said to myself, I got this. And then it was just boom. Then I just got into, it was like Transformers. But I had to let it out. And then I was able to find the strength with me. Like, no, I'm a boss. Let's do this. But I had to be vulnerable for hours and hours and hours and feeling completely broke down and jacked up and imperfect and believing all the rhetoric that I've been called and accused of. And then I just, the healing power of just taking that good shower after crying all day is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it really sort of transformed me, pun intended. So that's good, Tessa. And thank you so much for calling, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye, girl.
Love you.
All right. So, whether there's callers or not, I'm going to have to go. I can really barely do the show, but I'm so glad that I did. But I am going to have to go. So
we're good.
Yay.
Love you.
So, love you. I mean, this was a beta test. I didn't know. I thought I was going to have to like step back from the whole show, but I know that this actually is very helpful. So thank you, callers. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Anna. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio and check out all the new shows. our show, the Some of You Show, What Would Love Do, and the Sunday Show, and who knows what else is in the works. But, yeah, lots of great shows for you to check out. And we are scheduled to be back on the air with this show this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. A profound thanks to everybody. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a great day. Love you guys.
Love you.